the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, Jet Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And of course, we got tickets in hand because we're jumping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Plus 100 odds or greater. Could be tonight. Could be tomorrow, could be Sunday. Pick your poison, Lundy, and pay me. What do you like?
Let's go to Sunday's action, shall we? Let's go to Jacksonville. But I'm actually going to focus in on a Minnesota Viking. I'm all AJ all the time. Give me Aaron Jones to combine for at least 100 yards rushing plus receiving. You can get this one at it's mild plus odds, but I still like it at the plus 105 at DraftKings. Jaguars do a decent job of slowing guys down on the ground, giving up less than 95 yards on the ground per game to the running back position, but they're also allowing north of 40 yards through the air to those running backs. And so while I think they may be able to keep Aaron Jones down below 70, let's say, just on the handoffs, I do believe you can see him get 30, 35 or more through the air. So I really like the idea. I'm staying away from rushing by itself. Love this combo prop for him. And again, I took it to the alt line at a plus 100 to get my odds up at plus 105.
Bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, I actually have this bet locked and loaded on Aaron Jones as well. SGP style, I took Aaron Jones for the anytime touchdown in that game, which is like minus 120 in most of the books if you bet individually. But if you parlay it with the Vikings to win straight up on the money line, plus 114 built there at BetMGM. So a couple of different ways to slice and dice some action on Aaron Jones, the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go to a game that is surely going to be on at Casa de Lundy tonight because his wife is a rabid, diehard Kansas Jayhawks fan, especially when it comes to college hoops. And we got a marquee early season matchup tonight going down at the Fog in Lawrence, Kansas. Kansas welcoming North Carolina to the house. A whole lot of banners on the rafters of both those schools. But I think KU is going to bring the thump in this game. So I'm going to take the spread down. Most books right now about 7, 7.5. So I'm going to slice that all the way down to minus 1.5 for the Jayhawks. And I'm going to take the total way down to actually its original line. It opened at 152.5. It is spiked. I grabbed it immediately at 153 before it really jumped. Last I saw it was at 158.5. A couple of books still had it at 159. I think that game is going to be near 160, certainly in the end. So if we got the original total, congratulations. A fantastic CLV, a closing line value there. So Kansas minus 1.5. The game over 152.5. Even Steven plus 100 juice there at BetMGM. You look at Kansas, they went out and beat up on Howard in their first game, winning 87 to 57 in that one, 1.23 points per possession scored, only gave up 0.80 in that game. KJ Adams is back. Hunter Dickinson, a near, I think, 347 in college basketball. He's got multiple PhDs at this point. He's a main man in the middle, big seven-footer, an absolute bruiser, and he is going to be a key cog in this game because North Carolina lacks front court depth. As a guard-oriented offense, R.J. Davis is there. They were kind of up and down. They were down at times midway through the contest against Elon Phoenix. Wound up winning 90-76 going away, scoring 1.20 points per possession. But it's all about that front court depth. As long as Hunter Dickinson avoids the whistles and Kansas holds their home court, I think they're going to win. Honestly, it could be convincingly, but I'm a pansy. So I'm going to take this down to Kansas minus 1.5 and the game total to 152.5. Slam that over plus 100 on the SGP at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to a game that we refuse to play on American soil because it's going to be so craptastic we had to export it to Germany. Sprinkensee Deutsch. You're going to need to drink all the Becks, I think, there within the borders of that country to endure the New York Giants and Carolina Panthers, or insert somebody in your fantasy lineup that's playing in this game, or fire off on a player prop bet, which I'm doing on Tyrone Tracy. You better call Tyrone, which I did. Love the over on combined rushing receiving yards at 100. I will leave the century mark in those two categories together. I think he does, and it's plus 100 there at BetMGM. You look at Tracy, he's done this in three of the last five games. Averaging an appreciable 3.01 yards after contact per attempt. He's forced 15 missed tackles and a handful of starts. You know, he's still relatively green as a running back. Remember, he played primarily wide receiver in college at Purdue, but he is transitioning very smoothly to that position. And look at Carolina, a pair of 31s, EPA rush defense, EPA pass defense. They have been atrocious and very forgiving in the opposition, especially the running back position. 168.7 total yards per game, 5.1 yards per touch. Five running backs have hit a hundo in combined rushing receiving yards. Make it six with Tyrone Tracy. Yeah, go ahead and strap on that lederhosen, baby. He's going to party in Munich, Germany on that prop. Plus 100 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown. Lundy, here to follow.
So, true story, before I put Aaron Jones up on the plus bus, this was going to be my over on the Russian receiving. True story. I had it, and then I was like, well, crap, now I got to find a different one because Brad's already put it in the script. So, I like both of them. Hell, parlay them together, folks, because sure. I think they're both going to have some fun. Really like this one, obviously, because it was going to be my plus bus. You went ahead and grabbed it at number five. Roll with this one because I think he's going to roll, even though I hate betting on the games overseas.
I love sauerkraut. I love bratwurst, but sorry, Germany, for sending this football game.
Brad loves sausage.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the feed. Five countdown. Let's live and land down under on George Pickens. It is a receiving prop in yardage. Then he got 62.5 taken on the revamped secondary of the Washington Commanders. A massive move they made via the trade deadline, wheeling and dealing with the New Orleans Saints to acquire an area where they sorely need to upgrade, and that was defensive back, getting the talented, the proven, really the shutdown, Marshawn Lattimore of the Fleur-de-Lis, and that's going to be a major boon to that overall defense. Look at Lattimore this season. He's played nearly 300 coverage snaps. He's only been targeted 14 times, given up 8 receptions for 83 yards and a 74.7 pass rating. That's it. A lot of quarterbacks are afraid to toss the pill his way. And he is going to step right in and play the number one DB role. And he's probably going to be exclusively in shadow coverage against George Pickens in this game. I know Pickens, a perfect marriage and complement to the moonball that Russell Wilson throws with his bends, his contortions, his Cirque du Soleil act that usually does. A guy that's seen 10.3 targets per game. He's number 10 in total air yards, number 24 in ADOT, number 8 in yards per route run, number 20 in average yards per reception at 15.7. He's gone over 62.5 receiving yards in 4 of 8 games this season. And sure, yeah, you look at Washington, number 20 in pass EPA defense before Lattimore arrived. And that is key. Again, that 74.4 passer rating is all he's given up this season. So I think we're going to break out the handcuffs. I think it's going to lock down George Pickens. I think 62.5 is a little bit too high on this one. So I will live in the land down under on the Pittsburgh Steelers WR1 against the Commanders minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
This one makes me nervous because I actually think this is already a bit of a low number from where it could be. So I don't hate the idea of the under. This might turn into something that I would rather SGP and take an alt under. Like maybe take him under, I mean, I don't know, 69.5, 72.5, 70, whatever I can do. So here's what I'm saying. I like the idea of the under. I don't like this bet. So this one specifically, I will fade, but I like the idea if I could alt it up and then play the under and put it with something else in, put it in something else in this particular contest, because I do think that this is a decent play. I'm just not a fan of the 62.
Easy pickings only if Marshawn Lattimore shuts the man down. Do it.
Number three.
Numero Tres here with the Fade 5 Countdown. Oh, a familiar prop here on the show. I'm almost featuring this weekly because it just keeps cashing. And I am a huge Swifty. And, of course, there's no bad blood brewing when it comes to this prop. Give it DeAndre Swift over 15.5 receiving yards, taking on the New England Patriots at a minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. Honestly, I played this sucker up maybe to like 21.5, 22.5. You look at DeAndre Swift. He has done the over on this in 7 of his last 8 games. He's got at least 16 receiving yards. He is top 12 in routes run per game at the running back position at 14.5. He is top 12 in yards per route run among RBs at 1.93. And he is top 12 in yards per reception at 9 even. All we need is 2 grabs. Hit the average and cha-ching, we are cashing in. New England number 30 in pass EPA defense this season. They're good at 3.9 receptions, 29.6 receiving yards of the running back position. Eight RBs have cashed the over on 15.5 receiving yards. I think Swift is going to only add his name to the list. So DeAndre Swift over 15.5 receiving yards against the Pats. Minus 120 at BetMGM. Numero Tres on the countdown. Lundy. Better follow.
Love this one. This is another one that I think you can lean into. Maybe alt it, Brad. Yep. Maybe up to
25.
Maybe sprinkle a little on the ladder, shall we? Just try not to fall off the ladder because that's the sort of thing I would do if I were doing home improvement projects. You just really don't want me doing anything involving manual labor around
you're
the house.
Clark Griswold by nature.
I'm no, because Clark actually tried. I don't.
That's entirely fair. Oh, Griswold, I love you regardless.
Oh, it's nuts. You know what, Brad? I was thinking about this last night over there at the Gaming Juice. I really hope people were paying attention to our spreadsheets last night. How'd you finish up on Thursday Night Football?
I think I went 8-4. I ended up having a dozen bets in the game, fired off at a couple live lines, made some cash money there.
How about this guy going 6-1, folks?
Yeah!
We started off the week. We are up over 8 units coming out of Thursday Night Football. If you're not going to the Gaming Juice, you're a fool. You're a fool.
Yeah. Yeah, you are a fool. Let's talk about thegamingjuice.com right now. It's a wonderful place where you can see all our free spreadsheet picks. Lundy's a lot of NFL action, ton of NHL stuff. If you're a puckhead, he always dials that up and serves you biscuits into the basket. Brandon Velasquez turned out some content in that sport as well. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, they're churning out all kinds of college football content, game-by-game breakdowns, and their free picks. In the week 11 slate in that sport, I got all my fantasy football rankings there, my fantasy flames, top props going to be coming out later today as well. You can ask me a question. Just click Ask Brad at the top of the menu page. And, of course, my spreadsheet, always free, always transparent, living there as well. Go to thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, Numero Dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. You know I'm a loud, proud member of Team Stroud, and I love the over on rush yards in the showdown of the primetime. Lions taking on the Detroit Lions. That number sitting at just 12.5 yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Look at Stroud. You know, he's not really known for being a supreme scrambler. He's not anywhere close to Lamar Jackson type or Josh Allen, but he's a guy that will take off on occasion and get some aggressive fronts. And that's what Detroit is. They're number 12 in pocket pressure rate this season, down at the heat on 26% of opponent dropbacks. Sure, they're number 9 in rush EPA defense. They are giving up 23.5 rush yards per game just to the quarterback position. 5 quarterbacks have hit the over on this, including Sam Darnold, and this one's a stunner, Mason Rudolph. If Mason Rudolph could top like 20 rush yards, which he had against his defense, you're damn right CJ Stroud can get to 13 and hopefully make us a little money there in the end. Stroud averaging 3.4 attempts per game, 15.9 rush yards per game. So even if it's his average, he's going over this, which he has been over 12.5 rush yards and 4 of his last 6 games. So again, loud, proud member of Team Stroud on the over 12.5 rush yards against the Lions, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, Numero Dos in the countdown. Fade or follow.
God, I can't decide. Okay, follow. I was thinking. No, I've already faded you once. I told you I don't like to follow on all five. It feels like the jinx every time it happens. Sure. I always have to pick one. I already did that when it came to George Pickens because I'm not a fan of that 62.5 number. All right, we're doing this one. Get to 15, CJ.
Sprint, Stroud, sprint!
Number one.
Numero uno on the feed. Five, countdown. All NFL all the time here on the countdown. Let's go to the Dominator. Go to inflict a judgment day, I think, at home against the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And for those fans out there that truly believe the Jets are around a corner, I think you're going to get served up a giant slice of humble pie this week down there in the desert because Connor is going to do work in the trenches. I love him for 90 or more rush yards against New York at a plus 135. Juice rolling the shoulders, getting seduced by that juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look at Connor. He has done this five times on the season. A guy that's 3.64 yards under contact per attempt is number eight in the NFL. He is also numero uno in missed tackles forced with 47. The guy has been amazing. One of the main reasons why Arizona has greatly exceeded expectations. Right now, they're in the driver's seat, believe it or not, of the NFC West, and nobody saw that coming, thinking this team was maybe going to win five or six games. They're well on pace to maybe grabbing a wild card spot or securing that division. You look at the Jets, number 26 in rush EPAD. They have been blasted up front repeatedly this season, giving up 4.10 yards per carry, 104.3 rush yards per game. Just to the running back position, four RBs have gone for at least 90 or more yards against him. You know Connor's going to get at least probably 15 to 17 rush attempts. I honestly think he's going to crack 20. I think Arizona's going to win this game. Bonus time. I'll take him on the money line at plus 105. But James Connor, 90 or more rush yards against those Jets who are crashing and burning. Plus 135 at DraftKings. My top play of NFL week number 10. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I like watching them crash and burn.
I do
it's
too.
So much fun. We talked about it on last Friday's, or was it Friday? Was it? I can't even remember anymore. Okay. But we talked about trying to wipe that smug look off of Aaron Rodgers' face. I got no problem with this one. Take James Connor and run. Plus 135. Great alt line on this one.
Oh, let's run. It's some bonus time. The month of November, one of the best sports betting months of the season because virtually everything except for Major League Baseball is in action. So you got the NHL, you got the NBA, you got college football, you got college basketball. Oh, my gosh, you got the NFL. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, Lundy, I know you got a lot more to share. Serve up some winners.
Yeah, let me give you a handful of things. First of all, there's only four games in the NHL tonight. I think I'll have some plays up there for you because there are a couple of point streaks I like. Guys like William Nylander taking on Detroit, I believe, this evening. So we're going to have a prop on him. I like him in the matchup at home going up against the Red Wings. I'll get all that stuff up on the spreadsheet for you a little bit later today since it's such a light schedule. There's a lot on the NHL schedule for tomorrow, by the way, for Saturday. So make sure you're checking out the spreadsheet so that we're having some fun on the ice. Brad, I'll tell you what. I want you to do one of your picks first on purpose. And that is you've got a two-legger on some quarterback touchdowns, right? Okay. Give that one because I'm actually going to piggyback something on there. So go ahead and give that one real quick first before I do a couple of mine.
All right. Well, he's giving me the floor back. That is the team Huevos parlay play of the week and number 10 NFL slate. A little two-legger SGP. It's not even an SGP. It's a two-leg. So let me go ahead and correct that here on the YouTube broadcast. Same game parlay does not apply here because they're not going against one another. Yes. Thank you very much.
I'm just letting everybody sort of hum like elevator music in their head while you fix it. There you go.
Play the Jeopardy song there in the background. It's Final Jeopardy, and we got it done with the correct answer. Two-legger, Kirk Cousins, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And ain't he so purdy, Brock Purdy, over 1.5 passing touchdowns as well. Nearly 2-1 odds, plus 198 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, Marshawn Lattimore is not in that secondary for the Saints anymore. And that is a very positive thing for Kirk Cousins, who has twirled a pair of touchdown passes in three of his last five games. He's number seven in red zone completion percentage on the season. Yeah, I know he had a Krispy Kreme in the box score and passing touchdowns first matchup against the Saints back in week four, but different scenario. Different defensive makeup right now with Lattimore out of the picture. I know New Orleans is number seven to pass EPAD. I realize the Saints have only given up two multi-TD passers, but that changes. Kirk Cousins throws at least a touchdown. So I think Purdy does the same thing against Tampa. That game's got like first to 30 vibes written all over it. The Bucs number 20 pass EPAD. They've given up 18 passing touchdowns. And over the four of the last five games, quarterbacks have thrown at least two scores and those over that span, four last five. And Purdy number 10 and red zone completion percentage. He's only done this twice this year, but he's getting a guy, you might have heard his name back, Christian McCaffrey in uniform. I think McCaffrey honestly catches the TD pass in this one. There's one there. Maybe there's another one to Debo or Kittle or Jennings or somebody else. So to recap, the Team Huevos Parlay Play NFL Week 10 two-legger, Kirk Cousins over 1.5 passing TDs, Brock Purdy over 1.5 passing TDs, plus 198 at DraftKings. Lundy, what else you got?
Okay, so here's why I wanted you to go ahead and give that one, because I knew that it was on the docket. So I have a separate quarterback two-legger that I like for each of these quarterbacks, excuse me, to throw for two or more. That's Jared Goff going up against the Houston Texans, and it's Josh Allen going up against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I know you always risk it with Allen to do it with his legs, but I do like Allen to have two passing touchdowns in that contest against Indianapolis this weekend. And then I've kind of got one just sort of hanging out there like a fart in an elevator. And that is, I also like Sam Darnold to do the same thing in terms of two or more touchdowns. So here's what I want to throw at you, folks.
All right.
Brad gave you Cousins. Brad gave you Purdy. I gave you Allen. I gave you Goff, and I told you that there's a fart in the elevator when it comes to Sam Darnold, okay? You got like a $5 or $10 free bet sitting in your account. If you do all five of those dudes, it is plus 1506.
Ooh, excuse me? 1506?
Plus 1506 if Cousins, Purdy, Darnold, Allen, and Goff all go for two or more passing touchdowns. It's 15-1. Wow. I threw 10 bucks on it just for giggles. Okay. Because I had like, I think I had a freebie that I'd earned or something like that. I just said, screw it. So it's why I wanted you to give yours first, added mine on top of it so that you could really have some, again, if you're sitting on something stupid that you just kind of want to throw, I'm just saying better than 15-1 odds if all five of those dudes go for at least two passing touchdowns. And I can give you a fair argument for all of them.
I'm hot and bothered. That's crazy.
All right. Let's go to the guy that we've talked about a lot. I figured out how to build a same game parlay around him. That is Christian Brown of the Denver Nuggets. Sorry, I need more coffee. I got something going on in my throat with this weather here in Denver. There's 8 inches of snow on the ground outside, and they're calling for anywhere. Oh, they're talking about parts of Colorado getting between 2 and 3 feet over the course of the next like 48 hours. So it's going to be ugly as this winter storm just sits on top of us. So it could be a somewhat empty ball arena this evening in Denver, depending upon who wants to get out there and actually brave the overall weather. But I told you we've been loving Christian Brown for points plus rebounds. You can do PRA, but frankly, his two columns that he tends to do well in are points and rebounds. So here's an SGP for tonight. You're going to have to follow along, make notes. Ready? Christian Brown, 18 or more on the PR, the points plus the rebounds. I need Jokic to have 10 or more rebounds and at least one made three-pointer. That's all I need out of Joker. All right. Then we are going to go over and we're going to take Jimmy Butler to have at least three assists. That's all I need out of Butler is three. Folks, he's done that in every single game so far this year. He's had at least three dimes And Denver is extremely generous in the assist front so far here in the young season. Christian Brown, 18 or more points and rebounds. Jokic for 10 boards and 1 3. Butler for 3 assists. Plus 128 on the SGP front there between the Nuggets and the Heat tonight here in Denver. And the irony of them playing Miami in the middle of a winter storm is not lost on me. I yield the floor back to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, Lundy's got to get ready to be shoveling from dusk till dawn here momentarily. I remember those days living in Denver for 7 years. I actually kind of enjoyed it, kind of miss it. But Godspeed to you, my friend. Make sure you stock up on the booze and the necessary supplies because you ain't going anywhere for the next 24 hours. So here is another reason for you to plop down on the couch, good man. Let's go to the world of college basketball. I love alt team totals this time of year. With major lopsided lines and betting on the favorite, a team that has a brisk pace of play, and they just pile up the points. If you've been following me in the always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet, I've done pretty well already in the early season on some of these. So here is a four-legger, all team totals on a Friday night. Give me the Oregon Ducks, 77 or more points taking on Montana. Give me TCU, 76 or more total points against Houston Christian, a team that loves to run, mind you. Give me Texas coming off that L, 84 or more points against the Demons of Northwestern State. I believe that's in Louisiana. And then numero cuatro, give me BYU. The Storm and Mormons, 79 or more points. They're taking on UC Riverside, and that's a team that will pile up the points as well. So Oregon, 77 or more points. TCU, 76 or more points. Texas, 84 or more points. BYU, 79 or more points, plus 108 if you build that bad boy at DraftKings. I'm not going to give any explanations because I'll be forever doing exactly that. Let's go back. To the world of college football, I got two plays that I like this weekend. I like Virginia Tech plus the points. I got it at plus 6.5, taking on the Clemson Tigers. You look at my friends at College Football Insiders, they got VT projected to win this game 30.10 to 29.98 for a difference of 0.12 points. Clemson, they stubbed their toe last week. I think they could do the same this week. So I like Virginia Tech plus the 6.5 in that game. And put some damn respect on Indiana's name. I've seen a lot of people out there saying, oh, take Michigan. Michigan's got to, you know, keep this close. 14.5 points, way too much. Michigan's got a quarterback problem, people. Yes, Michigan may have a decent defensive line, but Rourke has been spinning it for the Indiana Hoosiers. They are focused. They are blowing out everybody. They are outstanding in the advanced metrics. Let me give you the evidence right now. Number two, DP per play offense on the season, 19 in defense. That's where they're undervalued in my mind. Michigan only 51 in EPA offense, 36 in EPA defense. College Football Insiders has Indiana winning by 16.32. And you could shop around. You could find line like 14 at some books or 14.5. And I'm not scared of yar. Shiver me timbers, Captain Hook there. I think the Hoosiers blast the Wolverines this weekend, and they get mentally prepared upcoming with that showdown in Columbus against the Ohio State. I can't wait to see that. I can't believe Indiana's undefeated. I think Indiana fans can't believe they're undefeated. It's been a historic, one-of-a-kind, truly, season for that basketball school. They're really not thinking about football most of the time. Let's go back to the NFL. I got three other props I want to share with you real quick. Ray Davis, he is a running back for the Buffalo Bills. I can't believe this is a real line. Over or under 2.5 receiving yards. And, of course, I'm taking the over at a minus 120 there. Sure, he's only averaging 3.3 routes per game, but he's caught 90.9% of his intended looks. He's gone over this prop in three of his last five. He's gotten at least two targets in three of his last five. He's done this in five games in total this season. And you look at Indianapolis, number 21 to pass EPAD, 15 running backs have caught at least 3 yards against them as they're giving up 4.6 receptions, 35.2 receiving yards per game to the running back position. You want a single play payday? It's Ray Davis on the over, 2.5 receptions, receiving yards, excuse me, not receptions. Although if they offer that prop, I might take it as well. That's significant plus money. Alvin Kamara. I'm going to go 75 or more rush yards in the alt market, minus 105 at BetMGM. He went 19 for 77 in that first matchup against the ATL back in week 4. He's done this five times this season.
a guy that's just been spectacular this season. Number two in total yards created. He's getting 76.6% of the opportunity share. Atlanta, only number 24 in rush EPAD. They're giving up 4.43 yards per carry, 93 rush yards per game, the running back position. Four RBs, including Kamara, have done this. I think he does it in back-to-back games against the Falcons. And last one, Saquads. It's going to be another, like, reverse hurdle. Maybe it will be in the open field, but Saquon Barkley's hitting 100. It's the Cowboys. They're awful. They're rubbish. It's plus 125 for him at DraftKings. Hit the century mark in that category. He's number 13 in yak per attempt. He's number 8 in total missed tackles force. He's run for 100 five times already this season. He doesn't really rest. He's getting close to 80% of the overall opportunity share. And you look at Dallas, it's not big D, it's little D. Number 32, dead last in rush EPA defense, giving up 4.58 yards per carry, 108.8 rush yards per game. Sure, they've only given up a couple of 100-yard rushers, but Philly's going to be in command from start to finish. Remember, no Dak Prescott. It's going to be Cooper Rush at the controls. Saquon's running for 100. He may get like 80 in the first half, folks. That's how bad the Dallas Cowboys defense has been this season. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us. Follow Lundy on the X, where he's always giving it to you, at Nate Lundy. Follow me on the X, where I'm always giving it to you, at Noisy Huevos. Go! To thegamingjuice.com right now. Sign up for a free account and digest all of our tasty content. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Go out and shovel, Lundy.